This is Christoph Kisoon, and you're listening to Navigating Diversity, where we explore how human beings differ, yet can find ways to relate to one another in an increasingly xenophobic socio-political climate. Today, I am joined by Bea Valencia, a doctoral student in political science at Idaho State. Bea completed her master's in public administration at ISU in 2019 and is an active student leader on campus who advocates tirelessly for minorities in higher education and society. Our topic today is imposter syndrome. Let's navigate this together.
Hi, Christoph. Thank you again for having me here. So imposter syndrome, in the simplest version I could explain it, is basically when you feel like a fraud. Mm-hmm. So if you have ever been in a class and you just don't feel like you fit in, mm-hmm. and you don't have the qualifications to be there, and basically the name says it, you feel like an imposter, like you shouldn't be there taking up whatever that space is.
And a lot of it is perception versus reality.
Yes, a lot of it definitely is that. And so the reality of it may be that you do have higher qualifications than a lot of people in that room. And the imposter syndrome gets into your mind and you just think to yourself, you don't belong. So very much not belonging in that space. And that's something that could be very detrimental to yourself because you don't believe that you should be taking up that particular space, or you shouldn't be where you are at that moment in time.
Right. So it's going to affect your self-confidence,
yes.
your self-esteem, and then all the actions you take from there living in that space of not good enough.
Yes. And then people see that. Mm-hmm. People see that lack of confidence. People can tell when you're uncomfortable in a space. So it doesn't help anything. And so just realizing that you do get to be in that space and that you are qualified is sometimes really hard to understand and to know, mm-hmm. as someone who suffers with this. And a lot of people do. So
I think the vast majority of us, mm-hmm. face some type of imposter syndrome at some point in our lives.
And I think it's hard because it's not a concept that's very much heard. Mm-hmm. And so people just feel dumb. People are like, I shouldn't be here. Why am I here? That little voice in your head telling you that you shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a little voice in my head and it's always like in Spanish. And I'm like, Beatriz Isabel Valencia Hernandez, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And so, it's almost like you come out of your body and observe yourself.
Yes. You're like a little fly on the wall, but like an uncomfortable fly on the wall. Mm-hmm, instead of just patiently sitting there and waiting, you're like, why am I here?
Right.
And that's consistent. And you just see others around you and they're maybe dressed better than you, mm-hmm. or they have family members who have social capital that you don't. And uh-huh. you just sit there and you're like, I need to not be here.
Yeah.
So definitely questioning yourself.
Definitely questioning your authenticity, questioning your competence. And it is really a psychological type of disorder.
It really is. You really like get a different voice in your head that you're just like, what is this? And I feel like the further you develop in your like educational trajectory, mm-hmm. and your professional career, I think the worse it gets.
Agreed. I think so.
It's because I feel like I didn't feel this way when I was an undergrad. Like, uh-huh. in undergrad, I didn't feel it as much. I feel like I did feel out of place, mm-hmm. And I didn't understand why. And then in grad school, when I started my master's program, and I was like, what?
That was the one that hit me too. Well,
yeah, because mm-hmm. I was like the only person in the classroom that wasn't from like a particular race, and I was the only one with like a different ethnic background. So it was just sitting there and realizing like, I don't think I belong. I don't think I fit in. And I just remember, I'm not a quiet person. Like, if anybody knows me, I'm not a very quiet person. But I remember when I started grad school, I was kind of quiet, and which is weird.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. And I feel like you forget where your voice is, mm-hmm. and you don't necessarily have a voice. And that's difficult to sit there and just feel like you were suffocating almost.
Right.
That's how it felt for me. I don't know if that's how it kind of felt for you.
Yeah, was exactly what it was like. And for me, I went straight in from my undergrad directly into grad school.
Yes.
I mean, I'm only 24, mm-hmm. and I was suddenly sitting in a classroom with people who were much older than me and had a lot of work experience in the field. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of being looked to lead, mm-hmm. Discussions, and I just always felt like somebody would knew I was faking it.
Yes,
I felt like I was always faking it.
Like
every day I would walk into class and perform. I'd put on my makeup, I'd put on my wig, I'd put on the gown, and I'd go perform, you know? And then it was so emotionally exhausting when you were done performing.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how I feel, because I am a little younger also, or like I was at that point when I started my master's program. I was also 24, I think, when I started, like turning 25. And I did my program part-time for my master's, but I did it in 2 years, which was difficult because I took courses in the summer. And so I did it a little bit faster than other people, but we have individuals who have been like on city council for so many years, and you and I are in the same program. So we had a lot of these classes together. So I feel you. And I feel like you and I were the only two individuals oftentimes
that were people of color.
Yeah, that were people of color, that were individuals that had a different cultural background. Because you're international and I'm a Chicana, I identify as Chicana, or other people identify as Mexican-American, Latinx. Yeah. I identify as Chicana just because I learned a lot about like my culture, what it meant to be Chicana. And so it was difficult being in that space and just realizing like, oh, here we are. I'm working really hard, but these people are doing all of these things. And then I think we forget that we just have to take a step back and realize that they're like 10 years older than us. And I think we oftentimes forget that because as a daughter of immigrants, I feel like I grew up very fast. And I don't know if you felt that same way as an international student. You have to like take care of your parents. There's cultural understanding that you have to like abide by certain like unspoken rules. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, I am so behind. And I realize now at 27, I'm really not that behind. I'm fine. The number or the percentage of individuals who earn their doctorate by the time they're 30 is not,
Right. We're far ahead of the
curve. We're good. So I think we forget that sometimes. And so I think that didn't help with imposter syndrome.
Right.
Because our program in particular was very, or is very non-traditional. So a lot of, that's why a lot of people do it part-time and it takes 3 years. So those cohorts of these individuals are people who own their own nonprofits.
Right.
The community and internationally. And they're part of like the school board and they're part of all these things where you're just like, what? Like I was just in high school. So you sit there and you're like, oh, like you're the person that's like, making these decisions.
You're like the person that probably hire me.
You're the person that might hire me one day and I'm sitting here. But then you think about it and you're like, you're the person that might hire me and I'm still in this space with you.
Exactly.
And I think that's where it started clicking to me that I was like, I do belong here. I have all these qualifications. I'm going to do it. Like I'm still in this same space. And I think people forget all the adversity like marginalized populations have to deal with, and they're still in the same space as other people.
And working just as hard, if not twice as.
And I think barriers for us don't exist sometimes, which I think is a little scary, but but I feel like barriers aren't barriers for a lot of us. So.
No, it's just another hoop to jump through.
Yeah.
We've been jumping through them since we were born.
With fires. Sometimes they have fire and it's like, oh, not that big of a fire this time.
Navigating Diversity is a weekly series airing at 7:35 a.m. on Fridays on KISU-FM. Join us next week as we continue to navigate diversity and explore how we can treat each other better in our own communities. To listen to an extended version of this interview and find more information on all episodes, visit kisu.org/programs/navigatingdiversity.